I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
In the last book, I did this big webinar, and I hired a virtual admin to help me run it all. And she said, well, this is so great. You know, I'm a Christian. Does this apply to things in religion? I said, yeah. She said, well, I've heard that Christianity is going to be gone in 3 generations. I mean, so that is a very common thing for people to hear. And statistically speaking, it's not. I mean, I met with General Dempsey when he was chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and he said, I heard Christianity is just – church attendance is dying. And when the Pope came in, that's exactly what people, Fox News said, come to the special session, you know, special report on Friday night. Christianity has been dying for decades. Church attendance is down 10% in 40 years. And we hear that the nuns are growing 7%. Well, that's because, as you probably discussed, many people who claim to be Christian never went to church, and their neighbors would have just laughed. You know, the neighbors would have snorted their Coca-Cola right out their nose on the back porch if they had heard the neighbors tell a census person that they were Christian. They're like, really? We see what you do in your backyard. Didn't look Christian to us. And so, you know, people used to claim a religion even when they weren't that because it was socially acceptable. And today, people don't feel like they have to do that. And so it's not dropped nearly as much as the numbers look like, because the numbers used to reflect people who were never really Christian. So I guess in a weird way, it's good news that Christianity is not as – it's not as bad as we think, because it was never as good as we thought. And, you know, millennials, while they're down some, millennials still believe in God. Now, they believe that the God of the Bible – is also the God of Islam and also the God of Buddhism and also the God of other religions. And that's been a change. But, you know, in many ways, things have not changed nearly as much as we're hearing. Christians love to scare each other with statistics that aren't quite true.
Well, you alluded to it just here before the break, or touched on it, that the mantra maybe, you know, be good, feel good, live your life. God is watching. So is the Christianity today of today's generation really the faith of our fathers?
Yes and no. How's that for a helpful answer, Neil? Yes and no. Yes, it's the same faith. No, it's not coming through the same way. So one of the things that Christian Smith discovered is that when he interviewed, so he's followed millennials from the time they were teenagers all the way through into their 30s, and has recorded this in 4 different books. He's followed them and followed the same group of folks. And what's interesting is when he asked them questions, when he and the other interviewers asked questions about Christianity, they would often answer theological questions with psychological terms.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.